It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, the 27th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Now it's time to get medieval on your digital lives. What if computers and the internet are turning us into serfs, and we've become dependent on the protection of feudal lords by the names of Apple, Microsoft, Google, Facebook? According to internet security expert and author Bruce Schneier, we pledge allegiance to these feudal lords by handing over our data. The hope, at least, is that they safeguard our credit card numbers and our privacy.
I'm not saying this is necessarily bad. For the average user, my mother, having someone else control security means security's better.
So in the land of Apple or the land of Google, the companies are expected to maintain some kind of order. Virus-infected software isn't allowed in the Apple or Android apps stores, for instance. But we serfs, in this extended metaphor, still don't have much in the way of rights.
The downside of feudalism is that the lords have the power. And one of the problems with the feudal system is that the lords tended to ignore their part of the bargain pretty regularly. You know, we're pledging our allegiance to these companies, but they actually don't have any real responsibilities to us.
Schneier, who wrote an op-ed piece in Wired about this, says there are ways to shake off our bonds.
It took national law to say to the lords, well, you know, you get this stuff, but you have these responsibilities as well. And I think a similar thing might be necessary in the computer world. We need some sort of laws to say to the Googles and the Apples and the Microsofts and the Facebooks, hey, you've got all this user data, you've got all this power, with it comes certain responsibilities.
All right, like what? Well, how about the right to carry away data if we leave Facebook, the same way we hold on to our mobile phone numbers if we switch companies? Facebook argues the data is theirs. Bruce Schneier's book is called Liars and Outliers, Enabling the Trust That Society Needs to Thrive. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, then somebody was bugging me about Mobile Tuesday, sales for people who shop using mobile devices. Instead, can I interest you in what's called Giving Tuesday? 1,400 charities and organizations are asking us to pitch in money and or participate online in a meaningful way. That type of giving through social media has been booming here in New York after Hurricane Sandy. Anna North wrote a BuzzFeed piece about the jump in social organizing connected to the storm.
Even 5 years ago, right, social media was much less ubiquitous. So if you had a disaster like this, people wouldn't immediately necessarily be all over Facebook, necessarily be all over Twitter, necessarily be all over Tumblr posting about this. But now, every time there's something really major like this, people do turn to social media kind of to help out.
Among her discoveries, a blog called Sandy Sucks that's been delivering updated info about who needs things like space heaters. Another outfit turned Facebook into a carpooling tool.
You know, they'll post statuses being like, we have a bunch of people who want to get out to Red Hook, we need a car, or need drivers on Thursday. And then people can reply to those, and they also can tag specific volunteers in those posts, and then all of those people will get a Facebook alert.
And one last way to help fellow members of the human race go big. Cambridge University is pulling together a Center for the Study of Existential Risk. Why examine chances technology could bring an end to our existence? Think about it as a way to preempt the storyline of the Terminator movies. One of the co-founders of Skype and some astrophysics and philosophy professors are worried that advances in biotech, nanotech, and artificial intelligence could, if not managed properly, lead to our collective termination.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Or arrivederci, baby, as we say. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.